Welcome to our morning show on WRCO here. In the first part, we're going to talk about the upcoming Plane, Fire, and EMS three-day celebration. In the studio with us today, Dan Herfel and John Rulin to talk about all the great things going on in the village of Plane. So, Danny, let's look at this weekend. The forecast, first of all, sounds pretty good for you guys.
Yes, it does. Just a little bit of rain to get through tomorrow, hopefully, and that's it.
That's how you ordered it, right?
I talked to Mother Nature, and we had a heart-to-heart.
Well, it was really good for Kaz and for Boaz this week, so Plane is due then.
Yes.
Yeah, so tell me, it looks like you've got a full weekend of things going on here.
Yeah, everything kicks off on Friday afternoon, the baseball tournament. It's going to be a 12-and-under tournament this year. There's eight teams going to play in that, and kicks off Friday night, and that'll go all day Saturday and then into Sunday. And then, of course, we have all the live music. Friday night will be the high mileage band, and then Sean Shell on Saturday afternoon, he'll bring some of his music, and then the big band Cherry Pie on Saturday night, and then Donnie Ray's X gonna play after the parade on Sunday.
Well, that's some really good music there, isn't it?
Yeah, they all draw a good crowd, and they all have really good tunes.
They do. I was thinking about Cherry Pie. Now, they've been at your festival before. They must be back by popular demand.
Yes, this is actually their third year back, and they beg to keep coming back. Uh-huh. So,
kind of an 80s, 90s kind of feel there. And
yeah, just good music.
Uh-huh. So get everybody out on the dance floor, even John, maybe?
Yeah.
Always that possibility.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So then high mileage draw as well on Friday night, and Donnie Razek too. So you've got some great local and regional favorites.
Yes, very much.
And youth baseball, that always draws moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles,
and
doesn't it?
That age group is really fun to watch, and they're really doing good this year, and they're just fun.
Do you have teams from quite a ways away coming in?
Yeah, we have. Right now it's the Southwest Coyotes. And then Wisconsin Heights, Lancaster, Dodgeville, Barneveld, and then there's two teams coming from La Crosse.
All right. Should be some really good action then.
Well, it'll keep the field busy all weekend.
Yeah, and your ballpark stays busy almost every day, doesn't it, in
yes.
the summertime? Sure.
Yeah, John puts in a lot of work keeping it going.
Yes, he does. John, good morning. This is a big undertaking for the village of Plane, isn't it?
Yeah, like Danny said, the talk with Mother Nature hopefully works out. And I remember last year with our three-day, the Friday night, you know, we had a bad storm move in, but that was kind of a front coming through, and then it turned out to be a beautiful weekend. And it's been a struggle like it has been everywhere else this year with as much rain as we've gotten and trying to keep our park cleaned up and the town cleaned up. It's been tough, but it's getting better now. And like you said, the weather looks good for this weekend, and we'll get in there. The guys are starting to prep today. There's some punch list stuff I put together, and so it should be good by the time the Friday rolls around, and hopefully have a good weekend.
I was at your park a few times for baseball this summer, and one of the times, not the time it rained, but I was there another time, and it was a little squishy as you walked across things there at the park. Has that dried up a little bit?
Yeah, it's getting better. Of course, last night's rain didn't really help out the situation, but it's getting firmer. It's been tough, but you know, the park's in a marsh, and you know, we try putting drain tile in here and there, trying to fix those problems, but sometimes you just got to give in to it being a wet year. So last year we didn't have to worry about that. No ball games were canceled. You know, everything went according to plan. This year was a big struggle. You know, you didn't have enough field dry to try to get the fields equipped to play on, but we got through it. So, I mean, there was only a few makeup games, so things have gotten better. So,
can you tell us about Fire and EMS in Plane? And I would imagine just about every member is going to be doing something this weekend for the festival, aren't they?
Yeah, so doing the fire chief thing, you know, the 3 days have been going on for a lot of years. I've been on the department 31 years, and it's been going on since then. And prior to that, you know, I believe it was like in the late 80s, early 90s, the American Legion was a part of it. They helped out, and they used to have it behind the fire station. Through the years, the park got built up better. It changed around. And then, you know, we decided, the Fire and EMS decided to go on their own. And it's been going ever since. We've had great people running it through the years. And And as far as the fire and EMS side, you know, we had our 100-year in 2016. That was cool. Had a good turnout. Being a volunteer fire department, along with volunteer EMS, you know, to get the help, especially for 3 days, you know, it's pretty cool for a small, you know, small department. We have about 32, 34 guys on fire side, and I think 20 some on the EMS side. So we're fortunate on that part. And for the most part, everybody puts their time in and works their shifts, and some stick around and help out where needed, and it makes hopefully Danny's life easier. So it's been good, and hopefully we can keep doing it for years to come.
Do you look at this as a fundraiser, John?
So a little history on that. We about lost the 3 day in the late 90s because we had a couple guys that did it for years, and one guy passed away, unfortunately, and the other guy was just getting wore out from it. And it dropped down to a 2 day event, and that's when we kind of, myself and a friend of mine got kind of forced into, you know, doing it because we didn't want to see it go because of the history and the tradition. So we took over and I did it. I ended up, I think, running for 20 some years and, didn't think anything of it. And when we decided to take over, it was to do it. It wasn't really a fundraiser. It was to give back to the community, show appreciation to the community, you know, doing all of this work just to say, hey, come say hi, you know, and come hang out with us. So it's been going well since then. And when I stepped aside, you know, a few years ago, I was happy with the ones that took it over. So the community really doesn't have much that goes on throughout the year. And this is like a big, you know, that's why it's our celebration, you know, to celebrate Plain and, you know, in our local districts or townships and whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a cheap endeavor to hire these bands and everything that goes into it, Dan.
No, it's not. And, at the end of the thing, yeah, it's, we do raise a little bit of money and that all goes back to the fire and EMS departments. It takes a lot, and it's a lot to put together, but at the end of it, when the park's full of people and everybody's just talking, it's a great feeling.
No doubt. Tell me about the parade then on Sunday.
So the parade will be at 11 o'clock on Sunday. If you have anything you want to put into it, show up at the church and get registered, and the longer the parade, the better. It seems to always draw a really good showing, and I appreciate everyone that comes and puts something through it.
Yeah, you really have, and I've been able to witness it a few times, you really have a good array of just a little bit of everything, don't you?
Yeah, there's, everything from the bands to whatever, you know, all the big trucks that come through, everything. It's just fun to see.
Do you have the alumni band? Are they in it again this year, or River Valley Band?
I don't know.
You don't know specifically as far as entries, but they have been in the past.
Yes.
And, sure. And a couple of times you had UW Band coming through there as well. So.
Yeah, they're not coming this year, but.
Big tradition, though. Right. Absolutely. Lots of antique tractors and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, who doesn't like tractors, old cars, and fire trucks?
Right, exactly.
Big trucks.
We'll have a little bit of that, too. So there's no pre-registration for the parade, then, in other words, Dan?
No, you can pre-register if you want, but just show up that morning. You know, try to get there by 10 or so. It could be a little bit hairy with road construction, trying to get into town, but as far as the parade route, it'll be unaffected. So anyone coming to watch the parade route's going to be in the same spot.
Let's talk about that construction a little bit, John. Highway 23 remains closed this weekend then?
Yeah, so to represent the village side of things, Highway 23 is closed for the reconstruction, the road reconstruction, bridge reconstruction, and then in the village itself, they're replacing a lot of crosswalks, kind of the same as what they're doing in Spring Green currently, and we're putting in some new storm sewer across the road also, and unfortunately with the weather, things got just thrown off, and now they decided to come to town this last week, so the town kind of looks like a war zone now, but weather permitting, they're hoping to get a lot of curb and gutter, the storm sewer stuff in this week. By the time Friday rolls around, they want to pull all the barricades and everything back tight because they're well aware of our parking situation, and they're trying to help us out with everything. They're well aware of what's going on, and we'll just see how things play out. But yeah, so there, I mean, and we'll put probably something on Facebook, but you know, we kind of told everybody, if you're coming from Spring Green, to take Big Hollow Road off 14 to County G to County B, and that'll bring you right in. So it's not a big inconvenience. You can't really drive 23. You can, but it's 45 mile an hour speed limit currently. And if you try to go during the week, there's a lot of flagging operations going on.
Basically, you can go B on either side of Plain, though, coming in.
You can get to Plain. There's no problem. You can get here. And if you're coming from the north, you can go up double G to G and back down to N. So it's not, you know, I've done it a few times. It's not that many miles out of the way, not that many minutes out of the way. Plus, you're being safer then.
The reconstruction on Highway 23 and then your curb and gutter, did it just so happen that it was the same year? Or did you just kind of plan it knowing that you were going to have 23 closed for the most part this year?
So that curb and gutter and everything is all incorporated in this DOT project.
Oh.
It's part of it. We decided to piggyback our storm sewer work on with them because they would have the roads closed anyways. But we did three blocks in our village by our fire station. That's all brand new now. So fortunately, with the early spring, we were able to get those streets taken care of. We knew about the reconstruction of Highway 23 probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago. But everything kept getting pushed off. Well, we kept pushing our street work off, and then we finally just said, well, we got to get our street work done. We do a plan every so many years. We do a street. Well, it just so happened that Highway 23 fell in place with our street work that we did in town, and we're like, well, it is what it is. So at least next year will be very nice. Mm-hmm. It'll be very nice and clean around town. So just to, you know, it's inconvenience to make it. You know, there's always an inconvenience before it gets better. So
I think everyone understands, though.
Yeah, the business owners are good. You know, they've been really good about it, and we appreciate that.
Talk about the area that Plain Fire and EMS serves. So is it a pretty wide area?
Yeah, so we serve 166 square miles. We service town of Franklin, town of Troy, town of Honey Creek, town of Bear Creek, plus the village of Plain. Some of those we take a certain percentage of service area. So yes, we travel some pretty good distances, and the EMS, they go a little bit farther because with Hill Point being first responders and Loganville being first responders, Plain heads, our ambulance will go out farther into the Hill Point area. So yes.
And transport to primarily Sauk Prairie then?
Our ambulance will end up Richland Center, Reedsburg, Sauk, mm-hmm. or the trips, they'll end up to Dodgeville here and there, but sometimes to Madison. And unfortunately, the EMS have been a little busy this year, but they got a good staff, so they're doing well.
A few years ago at the parade, you got called out during the parade too, didn't you?
Yeah, there was a call for a house fire at our 100 year. Our friend that lived in Plain, doesn't live there here anymore in Plain. I don't know why he did it, but yeah, so we had a little bit of excitement. So people got to see us respond out of town.
Yeah. I thought it was like, oh, this is a nice show here. These guys are doing this for a show, but it really was a call.
So. Yeah, not at all.
It does happen.
Yes, exactly. We've had calls. We've had accidents before at our celebration, and it's nice because there are significant others have stepped in to take over if we do get called out. So it's very nice. Last year, I think we had a call during our chicken barbecue and during the parade, and we, you know, Spring Green took the call for us because it was towards their direction, and it would just been a nightmare trying to get out of town then. So we try to, you know, plan just in case something would happen and
work together.
First time, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we do mutual aid, all of us, so it's nice.
That's wonderful. Everyone loves a chicken barbecue, Danny.
Yeah, chicken barbecue is on Sunday after the parade. Definitely come down the park and have a big chunk of chicken. And, it's same meal again this year as last year. It'd be the half a chicken and baked potato, baked beans, cookie, bread. And, yeah, and if you... choose that you want to just get it and go home, we're going to do the drive-through again down on Bridge Road. So go down there and jump in line after the parade if you choose.
Okay, so drive-through, or you can eat in person as well.
Yep. So. And then after that, of course, Donnie Razak will pick up, and then we have Kinchy's pedal pull. That'll be at 1 o'clock, and then some fire truck rides from 3 to 4.
Ooh.
On Sunday.
Boy, it sounds like a lot of stuff there. I know you have the big shelter there too, where the music and everything is going to take place under there. So.
Yep. Yeah, we have the big shelter, and then we'll have 2 more tents put up this year. Just mainly helps with the ball teams and having shade for them and stuff. So yeah, plenty of seating areas and just good place to sit and listen to music.
So what's your favorite part of the weekend, Danny?
I don't really have a favorite, but it is on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening when the park is just packed full. That's what excites me. Mm-hmm. I just enjoy seeing everyone having a good time.
Yeah. What's the population of Plain?
It's about 780.
So it
give or take, so
probably doubles, triples, quadruples on the weekend, I would say.
At least doubles.
Yeah, exactly.
There'll be a lot of folks there enjoying it. I know, as they always do. A lot of people, I'm guessing, come back that live outside the area for this weekend, don't they?
Yeah, it's like class reunions, family reunions of people, you know, they always came to Plain. So that's what I mean. There's a lot of tradition to having our celebration. So I mean, it is nice, you know, to make some money. You know, we try to buy our own equipment as much as we can, us and the EMS. So, when I first started doing it, all I cared is if we made $100. You know, just we wanted to give back to the community, and Danny does a lot of legwork to get donations. You know, we have local businesses, and I'm sure he'll probably name them off, or if he wants to, but mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of support in the village of Plain, and it's very nice, and the surrounding areas, but our village they really appreciate what we do, and we appreciate that, so it's very nice.
Do you have something, John, kind of on the horizon you've got your eye on, like a new piece of equipment or something like that that you'd like to have?
So we do have a new engine coming next spring, and we've put some money into some of the upfits of that truck. You know, we have a UTV fairly new that we paid for out of our celebration, or out of our, I guess, all of our extra donations and, you know, the monies we made off of our celebration. And we do a breakfast in the fall too. So, but yeah, I mean, to get this new truck upfitted would be kind of the big goal coming up here. The fire district helped us out for the majority of it, but we try to show that we can, you know, lean on us a little bit too with some things. So that's what's on the horizon.
Danny, you have some sponsors you'd like to thank?
Yeah, well, Kramer Brothers, Royal Bank, Milestone Materials, Straka Meats, Kramer North America, People's Community Bank, Plain Quick Stop, Whitman Farms LLC, and Kyle Hemmersbach Trucking Inc. They all step up and they write us a very generous check, which mainly it helps offset a lot of the initial cost of this. And then it makes the weekend start out that we can see daylight as far as making a profit. And all the businesses in town step up and do something anyhow, but it's just these are the ones that kind of go above and beyond.
So when you go out and you're soliciting, you need some sponsorship, it sounds like you've had good response.
Yeah, everyone's willing to pitch in, and it's not like I have to stand there and twist their arm very long. They just, okay, this is what it's for, so yeah, it goes well.
And as you mentioned, initially you have some bills to pay. You know, it's one thing after the weekend, the proceeds, but you got to pay a few things beforehand too, don't you?
Yeah, there's some of these checks go out almost a year ahead of time to get stuff booked in, and you have to pay some money up front, and it's just nice having this other money come in soon.
Sure. I know it's a busy weekend. You'll probably sleep well next Sunday night, right?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. John, anything else you'd like to add today?
No, hopefully we can see you in Plain. You can get there. That's all I'll let you tell you that.
You can get there from here.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's worth finding. You betcha. Anything else, Danny, you'd like to add?
No, just come enjoy it. It's going to be beautiful weather. And just enjoy the weekend. Have a burger.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with three-day burger.
Yeah, I've heard rave reviews.
Yes, exactly.
And the chicken, too. Yes. Yeah, good stuff on Sunday. All right. Well, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedules. You both had your work trucks in here today, so I know you got to get back to work. But thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
You bet. John Rulin joining us, and Danny Herfel as well, representing Plain, Fire, and EMS. The three-day celebration is this coming weekend.